Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Sex isn't one size fits all, which can make it difficult to figure out what works for you. That's why a team of smart female engineers and designers make the Lioness Vibrator, the first and only health tracker for your sex life. Simply use it like any normal vibrator and sync it to your app and gain new insights into your sex life and have fun with some self-experimentation. Learn more and take 15% off your Lioness at lioness.io/grown.
No sleep last night. Been dreaming of you. Please hold me tight, 'cause I can't help the way that I feel. I just can't help the way that I feel. Thief in the night. You took my heart. Now danger's in sight, 'cause I can't help the way that I feel. I just can't help the way that I feel.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. You
baby,
made that.
Make my love come down.
Oh my god.
What up? Praise the Lord, niggas.
Praise him. Praise him every day. Praise him all the time.
They were playing Take Me to the King in the supermarket when I was in there on Sunday. And I really, like, that's how I was feeling when I was in the first supermarket. And so it really brought me much joy because it's one of the only songs that I know. And I was
one of the only gospel songs that you know.
Yeah. And I was waiting for the bounce background to come in, but it didn't. Mm-mm.
It didn't. It won't. But oh, God bless. I don't know how to say that. But yes, praise the Lord, niggas. Welcome back to Getting Grown with Jade and Key. We're a little late this week, but hopefully worth the wait. This is episode 64, where we talk about all things adulting, the good, the bad, the ugly, the tests, the trials, the twists, the turns, the temptations and the taxes of being a real life adult in the year of our Lord. 2018, man. What a time. What a time to be alive. Before we get started, I wanted to do something, if that's okay with you, sis.
Of course.
I wish to dedicate this show to the memory of my one and only brother, Brian Robinson. This is this past week is the second anniversary of his tragic and untimely passing, and I just can't seem to convey just how much I miss him. And I just want to say publicly and for posterity's sake that everything I do is hopefully a tribute to the great life that he led, and I just want to continue his work and to make him proud. I want him to be as proud as I am. I want him to be as proud of me as I am of him, as I am so truly proud to be his sister, and I miss him so, so much. So I just wanted to do that this week.
Of course. So definitely this episode and this show in general is dedicated to Brian, who, you know, you go to a lot of, well, I hope you don't go to a lot of, but you go to memorials and you go to funerals. And people speak, you know, positively of the person who passed, obviously out of respect. But you could really feel the love, the adoration, and the sincerity behind everybody who speaks about Brian. He was such a wonderful, wonderful guy. And that is evident through the people who were a part of his life. And so I stand right there next to you, as I always will.
Absolutely.
In honoring him. And I know that he would be nothing but proud of you.
Yeah, man. I love him so much. And I'm just, that's it. I miss him terribly. But I know that he's still with me. I feel him trolling me from the great beyond. Quite often, actually. Funny story. We were at Janaea's wedding a couple of weeks ago, and Janaea shared a dance with her brother, and I got like emotional and had to like take a minute. And I went into like, there was like a little room, like off where the reception was. And I kind of went in there to kind of collect myself. And I was looking out the window and, you know, I was, you know, emotional or whatever. And I heard my brother say, like, I don't know why you crying, because I wasn't going to dance with you no way. And I was like, you know what? You know what? You're rude, okay? Because, you know, like, can you just let me have this? Like, how you going to police the way that I miss you? You're so stupid. Like, I was like, then we were fighting. He was like, but you're not even crying no more, though. Now you're not crying, so you welcome. I was like, you know what? I don't have time. I don't have time to argue with you. I don't have time to argue with your spirit. I was like, just please, please. But anyway, we can get back to the matter at hand. Thank you to every single one of you who have sent me a comment, a DM, yes, a tweet, yes, a Facebook message. Know that, you know, I am able to continue to try and do all the work that I've been given to do, because so many of you see and support me and are patient with me as I try to navigate through this really challenging, challenging phase of my life in adulting, right? So I really, really want to say from the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate you all for all of the words of comfort and the prayers and the support and the love and the emojis that you sent me. You know, I absolutely felt the weight of your support, and it really was helpful. I was sharing with my therapist, who I had a session with yesterday, you know, that it was, I mean, it will always be a hard day to remember and relive, you know, learning what happened to my brother. But, you know, to have, you know, literally constant support all day long. My phone was buzzing and all of this, with people that I know and love and are friends with. And even those of you who I have yet to meet, who have reached out and just shared, kind words and have been so supportive. So know that I really appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much.
I love how you all love my sister.
Yeah, man. We out here together. And everyone who shared with me that they too have lost a sibling or a family member or someone close to them and can relate to the pain that I feel, know that you are not alone either. Mm-hmm. You know, Jade as well, having lost loved ones, but we definitely can speak from experience of what it's like to go through a grief process. So know that you are not alone. Know that you have community with us here at Getting Grown, and that, you know, we gonna make it, all of us together, one way or another.
Absolutely. Every day, one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
So you had a bit of a rough week.
I mean, the week started off slow and challenging. But, you know, thankfully, you know, I've had some productive work days, and even given the circumstances, you know, I got some good feedback at work on the idea that I proposed. So, I mean, things, you know, I can't complain. You know, I'm looking forward to some exciting things that we have going on this summer. Mm-hmm. So, and plans that we're trying to get things in place for both Getting Grown and Team Typing Fast. So, mm-hmm. And, you know, for the culture and Jade of All Jades. So we out here, and there's much to look forward to. There's much work to be done. So I'm making it. How are you?
I am exhausted.
Yeah, man, that's real.
I don't want to complain, but I have been working. I have been working. I think probably harder than I ever have. I had an event Sunday night. I got home at like 1:30, took a shower, ate something real fast, got to sleep by 2:30, had to be up at 4 for breakfast and lunch catering on Monday. So I got an hour and a half of sleep. Ran on a whole day of that, me and Santana both, because she has filming and stuff early. And so, you know, I've just literally been running off a couple hours of sleep and I'm really tired. I'm really tired. But here we are and we're so happy to be here. We are actually going to do just kind of a check-in episode, so you guys know that we're here. And
yeah, we're going to be a little brief this week. Just kind of handling the usual business. We're not going to have a formal kitchen table talk. We didn't want to rush through anything given how busy we both are, and just kind of like the circumstances of this week that resulted in us kind of releasing the show late. We didn't want to not give you anything, but you know, we're just going to do like a quick check-in. Run through all the other segments, get our graduation announcements out, cover Honesty Box question, take out some trash, and then we'll wrap it up.
With our petty peeves.
That's it. So you want to jump right in, sis, to the trash talking?
Let's go ahead and cue our cleanup woman.
Let's do it.
It is time to take out some trash, some garbage. First and foremost, Lil' Kim has filed for bankruptcy.
Has she? I did not know that.
Yeah, I just learned that earlier. So a lot of the trash I've learned earlier because I have not been able to subscribe to anybody else's business but my own. So, so that is what the trash is this week. We have Lil' Kim. She filed for bankruptcy. I saw a picture of Drake's girlfriend. Did you see a picture of Drake's girlfriend?
I did not. I didn't know Drake had a girlfriend.
I didn't either until somebody put me on. XZ put me onto a lot of this trash.
How you doing?
I really want you to go see it.
Where is she? Is she on the Shade Room?
She's on the Shade Room.
My God.
And if you look from your computer,
okay,
on the Instagram,
I'm just pulling it up. It's so crazy that all I have to put in is TH in the Shade Room just pops right on up. Now, how far down do I have to go, my Jesus? The Shade Room posts every 47 seconds.
36, honestly. So I'm really trying to see for... Did I overlook it? Oh, no. Oh, it's pretty far down. Okay.
Okay, so give me a marker. Is there like an indicator? Is it before or after Eve's gray hair?
It's after Eve's gray hair.
So yes, I have to keep scrolling down beneath
hold on.
That.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 lines down.
Lines? Jesus Christ. Oh, my word. I thought you were counting actual images.
Oh, no.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
It's right next to an Ice Cube picture.
Ice Cube, Big Three Basketball League.
Mm-hmm.
Is this lady with this what?
With this, yes.
No, that's Kim Kardashian and Kylie Jenner.
No, on the other side.
What?
On the other side of it.
Oh, hold on. I was like, because that's... Oh, dear God. What is this? Somebody's lying. Somebody's lying. I do not believe this. I do not believe this. Believe it. Listen, everybody, keep your lies. Keep it.
I'm not I'm only laughing at Kian's reaction.
This young lady looks like a thumb. What is going on? What is happening?
She looks like an iPhone fingerprint.
This is unacceptable. This is unacceptable. I think that this is really and you know what? I feel bad. I don't want to talk about this young lady, but I mean,
we're just honest over here.
But I mean, honestly, though, I feel like in her natural state, she doesn't look like a thumb. But what all the things that she has done to herself, my Jesus. Her name is Zamina, and that's exactly what she looks like. Zamina.
Oh, my God.
Zamina. It's not even a vowel between the Z and the M. Her name is Zamina.
I just don't understand how you go from, like, Serena and Rihanna to Zamina.
This is not true. Just because Drake was having dinner with this young lady, that doesn't make her his girlfriend.
It doesn't. It does not.
This is not. And I feel like people are being messy. Why has she done this to herself? Is what I would like to know.
I'm very confused.
What are these bruises? Why are there bruises on her body?
Why do you, like, how do you sleep? Like, I know what I have, and it's there naturally. I wouldn't ever add more, like, and I know the problems that I face. I'm just trying to figure out, like, when you get massages and they tell you to lie on your back, or you get facials.
You know, we are just living in a time where people are so willing to just ruin themselves.
I don't understand what is happening.
Is this her belly button ring coming through her dress like that? Can we move on? Can we move on? I am exhausted, and it's too late at night for me to be subjected to this kind of imagery. I would rather just.
If I was subjected to it, you.
Oh my word! I have never, honestly.
You're welcome. In sad news, Greg Leakes has cancer.
Oh my God! Does he?
Yeah, so I think he's undergoing some treatment.
Oh, Greg. Oh, Greg. Well, I am praying that Greg comes out of this because, you know, Greg is my favorite.
Greg cracks me up.
I enjoy him in the creases sermons. In his pants. I just feel like he be ironing his clothes. I just live.
He does. He irons his linen down. It's crispy yet flowy at the same time.
Expertly creased, honey, in the right places.
But it flows in the right part of the ankle.
I just, we have to keep Greg lifted up. I just want him to be all right. And I'm believing that he's going to make it.
Yeah, same. I think he's going to be just fine. So, but he does have cancer. So keep Greg in your prayers.
Yes.
Nene's still out here terrorizing the streets hilariously.
Oh. I mean, we just hate that we love her. Oh, gracious.
We hate that we love her. She's so funny. Like XD says, that moose is funny.
Don't come for Lanithia. Don't do
like,
it.
Like, I love Nene. I didn't call you a bitch. I said you was acting like a damn bitch.
I just love her. I will always love her for when all, what is it? It had to be maybe like season one or two when Sheree and Kim were fighting and Nene was like that little run when she was trying to catch up with Sheree. And then she was like, Kim was outside kissing Lindsay Lohan daddy. And I was like, I said, now, Kim, you know, why you kissing Lindsay Lohan daddy? And I said, oh, my God, Kim is out here kissing Lindsay Lohan daddy. I said, why she had to say that whole title four times in one sentence
She said it so many times. It took me down.
I mean, find the YouTube link. Listen. I mean, Kim was just outside kissing Lindsay Lohan daddy. And I said, Kim, what are you doing kissing Lindsay Lohan daddy?
Your slave is behind you.
Oh, man. Nene's greatest hits, man. Somebody need to do like a compilation video of Nene's greatest hits.
Please.
That would bless me.
Oh, my God. Nene is literally the best and the worst at the same time.
So, so, so good.
In positive news, London Breed is the first Black woman to be elected to San Francisco's highest office as mayor.
Why, man?
Yes, so I thought that was a nice little tidbit to add to our trash.
My sister's popping right now.
And so we have learned that and it's been confirmed that Sanaa Lathan was indeed the person who bit Beyonce.
What? Oh, my God.
Tiffany Haddish has come out.
Why was she?
Because apparently Sanaa Lathan's parents were upset with Tiffany and had like a whole sit down with her, and they were like, girl, you're two black actresses, like, you already know how hard it is, you need to band together. And she was like, well, it's not my fault she was about to bite Beyonce. And she was, and they were like, you're trying to tarnish her name. She's like, I didn't even say her name. So yeah, I guess Sanaa Lathan bit Beyonce.
For what reason?
Well, XD says that she's on cocaine.
I was about to say, cocaine is a hell of a drug.
It is. It is. And that's the only thing that I can use to justify that type of behavior.
Oh, Sanaa.
Mm-hmm. You know, but we knew Sanaa wasn't right when, because here's the thing. I don't really, like, I don't excuse cheating in any form or fashion. But, you know, when you marry somebody of high status, such as an actor, ball player, rapper, I can only think that you would expect certain behaviors to happen at some point or another, because they get, you know, they get it thrown at them left and right. So I don't know. But, you know, we don't ever like to see certain couples in a negative light, such as our good uncle and aunt Denzel and Pauletta.
Oh, say it ain't so. I don't. Please, please. I can't say.
Sanaa Lathan was indeed having an affair with Denzel Washington.
Ugh, trash.
And so I just say, for anybody, it's like the person who had sex with Jay-Z. She, like, you're trash forever.
Fallen from grace. I'll never look at her the same.
Who his wife is. Like, you know who it is. It's not like the nigga can lie to you and be like, yeah, we separated or we not married. Mm-hmm. Like, no, it's not even like that.
Has,
like,
that been confirmed? I had never heard that in my life. How did you know that?
Because I have inside information.
Oh, gracious God.
So yeah, so I can only, you know, anybody who would assist in, you know, adultery with Denzel against Pauletta, like, we got to look at you sideways from jump. That's all I'm saying.
That is very, very, very troubling,
isn't it? I know, I wasn't very happy to learn that news, but I have, so to close out the trash with some ultimate trash. I'm sorry, this is not funny, but it's funny, but it's not funny, but it's funny.
Oh, God.
So Jamie Foxx is being...
Oh, so I heard this on the radio, and I...
Because there's a woman claiming 16 years ago that he slapped her in the face with his dick.
Every time I do that, I think of Dubs, because we talk about how, like, that's just like a universal code. Like, black women, women of African descent all over the world, no matter where or what, all you have to hear is somebody go, and you know exactly. You know exactly. Yep.
It translates, you know, West Indian women go, eh. Awesome. You know, we go, but
ask XD to tell you the
same thing.
Ask XD to tell you the story of when we went to see Maury Povich.
Okay, he did.
Child. It was all I could say. It was all I could say at the time. We went to see Maury Povich, and they had pizza for the studio audience. And it was two sets, because they were recording two shows in one day. This girl who was not in our recording, like in our show, came back and got in line again to get more pizza or something. And she came up with some cockamamie story. It was just like, I had to call my grandmother. I didn't get no pizza, or my grandmother was calling me or something. And she was just so... Like, she was lying. It was so obvious. And I was sitting right in the front, and I couldn't say nothing else. But I just looked her in her face and was just like, And when I tell you, XD lost it, like, he was no more good, never ever the same. He was like, you really meant that? I was like, I just wanted to convey my absolute disgust at her lying like this for one slice of cheese pizza. She was going, risking hell and eternal damnation forever for one slice of cheese pizza. Girl, you just gonna lie like that? That's so ugly. That's ugly. So very ugly. Troubling. But yes, whoever this lady is, I don't know what took, how it took her 16 years to realize that Jamie Foxx hit her in the face with his dick.
All right. Now, listen.
I don't understand.
Now, come on, guys. Like, we are all, we are, listen, Kia and I, we don't play none of that. But how are you even close enough in the proximity for somebody to be able to slap you with their dick? Like, it's not like a boop, like when somebody runs past you and like pops you in the face like they used to do in school. Like, it's not like that.
So is she arguing that, or is she alleging that she was just somewhere minding her business and Jamie Foxx just wielded his penis and hit her in the face with it?
Well, let's see. Hold on.
Oh, God, help us today.
A woman accused Jamie Foxx of slapping her in the face with his penis, an allegation the acting musician is calling an absurd lie. The alleged incident took place in 2002, but the woman making the claim only went to Las Vegas police last week, according to TMZ. The woman claimed she and a friend were partying at the Oscar winner's pad when he allegedly asked her for oral sex. She claims that she refused. Fox slapped her in the face with his penis.
Oh, my gracious God.
The woman
claimed
she went to the hospital in Los Angeles the next day to seek treatment for a severe panic attack. The case is open, but the statute of limitations expired after 3 years.
Yes, it did. And let me tell you something. Oh, she went to the hospital for a panic attack. I was like, because
she got dick slapped.
Listen.
I'm sorry.
If she incurred, as I was thinking when you said she went to the hospital, I'm like, she incurred a physical injury at the hands of what? I don't,
right.
But listen, God bless her and her efforts. I don't know. God bless her. That's all I'm gonna say.
I'm just confused. I don't even know. Like, doesn't it take a second for somebody to whip out their dick? Like, doesn't it take?
It must have been out. It must have been out when he asked for oral sex. It must have been out. But I still feel like
boop,
I feel like you and your face have to be in close proximity to
that's what I'm
the
saying.
Penis.
Like, you don't just get dick slapped out of nowhere.
It's not like she was in a room sitting with her leg crossed, you know, drinking her drink, and he came
and
running
he, like,
from across the room.
Glasses.
Like, I don't understand.
You need somebody to stir up your wine.
I don't know. We were not there. This is all speculation. And I don't want to. Listen, this is like I don't know. This may not be.
Maybe there was a point in time when he was wilding, and maybe he really did.
Maybe
he
did.
And that's gross.
If he did, that's gross. But maybe this has been an incident. This is maybe an instance of sexual assault. I don't want to disregard this woman's experience, but there are questions, about, lots of different things about how this happened, the circumstances that led to this happening. And more importantly for me is why it took her so long to say something. What at this point, like, I just want to know the basis of her case. Like, what is she seeking at this point? Like,
have you had 16 years of?
Has she suffered like some emotional trauma at the hands of this alleged attack that happened to her over 16 years ago? I wonder. But
I'm just
at the end of the day, this is not any of my business to mind.
And that sums up our trash this week.
Sure does. Thank you, Jesus. Oh my God.
Let's move on to the graduation announcements. A happy place.
Is there anything that makes you feel more adult than buying art? Your Art Gallery makes buying art an easy, affordable experience that you can do from the comfort of your own home. Buyers can purchase artwork from over 3,000 talented artists showing their work for the first time, as well as seasoned professionals. And your art gallery is eco-friendly. Go to yourartgallery.com/info/grown and use the promo code GROWN at the checkout to get 25% off your order. That's yourartgallery.com/info/grown.
My sister's popping right now, like.
Graduation announcement time. Before we get into our formal announcements, I actually happened to read something on the internet today. I wanted to start it off with Freddie Sherrill.
Mm-hmm.
He overcame illiteracy, drug addiction, and homelessness and just earned his bachelor's from Queens University in Charlotte.
Hey.
Him 6 tries for his GED and 13 years to get an associate's. And at 60-something years old, he just earned his bachelor's degree. So I definitely wanted to give him a shout-out in our graduation announcements.
Absolutely. I love that story. You will win if you don't quit. If you don't quit, you'll win. I promise.
Swear. And also Remy Ma's son. He graduated from high school.
Reminisce Martin. Awesome sauce. All right, cool. So we will get into the graduation announcements and I will begin. Greetings and salutations, Jade and Kia from Queens, New York. I would like to wish a happy graduation to my 3 women. Andrea Aria Rodriguez. She graduated earlier this May from Fordham Law School. Always SIA love from Secreta. Second shout out to work teammate, Mrs. Deja Woods, graduating this week. She works, raises a daughter, and goes to school. And finally, Miss Tiffany Main, who I watched grow up recently, graduated from Howard Law School. Your mom is watching and would be so proud. Thanks for this podcast. Signed, Threesia? I think that's Threesia? Yeah, Threesia?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, thanks for the email. And shout out to Andrea Rodriguez, Deja Woods, and Tiffany Main on all of your accomplishments. Yes. Sorry. Thank you.
All right. Our next one says, hey, cousins Jade and Kia, love you guys and been down since day one. Thank you, boo.
Yes.
One, keeping it short and sweet, I just want to shout out our kid that is graduating from kindergarten.
Yes.
Our future scientist photographer.
Love it.
Jaya Diggs. We proud Wakanda forever.
Absolutely.
So that's from Jasny. Thank you so much, Jazz, for writing in. And shout out to you, Jaya.
Congratulations, little one. We're proud. The next email comes from Courtney, who would like to shout out herself as she's graduating with a BA in English Literature and Law Society on June 11th. So she already graduated. So congratulations to you, sis. Secondly, she'd like to shout out, I would like to shout you both out for all your hard work and dedication to your crafts. You're living proof that women can be smart, cool, and confident all at once. You're the type of ladies I aspire to be like. P.S. Please come to Toronto one day. Lots of love, Courtney. Thank you, Courtney. Congratulations on earning your degree. We really appreciate you for listening and supporting the show. And you're on your way, sis. You already out here.
Absolutely. Okay, our next one says, hi, Jade and Kia, praise the Lord. I'd like to shout out 2 people. A shout out to my sis for my best friend, Raina, of 18 years. She's graduated from the University of Illinois with a degree in speech and hearing science. She's worked so hard for this, and I couldn't be more proud of her. She's also a self-made author of some amazing books, and her newest one is called Auburn-D. You can follow the link to her Facebook page to learn more info, and we'll be able to post that link in the description box. Please check it out. She's amazing. I'd also like to give a shout out to my brother, to my little bro, Brandon. He recently graduated from high school this May, and our whole family is so incredibly proud of him. He's definitely gone through some hardships with the schooling system's administrative abuse of power and authority in our district, and I'll just say a west suburb in Illinois. He has prevailed through it all and is so strong because of it. Anyway, he plans to attend Vincennes University in the spring of 2019, as he also plans to join the National Guard in this summer or fall. Again, so proud of my little brother. Thank you for reading this on the show and keep up your amazingness. You all bring so much joy and light in this crazy world we live in. Thank you so much for writing in. That comes from Serene. And shout out to Raina and Brandon.
Absolutely. The next email says, hey, Jada and Kia, and a hearty praise the Lord niggas to you both. My name is Jada in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I wanted to give a quick graduation shout out to my king in training, my son DJ, who graduated pre-K on June the 6th. He has received continued praise from his teachers and is overly prepared to enter into kindergarten in August. DJ is a proud member of Team Coloring Fest. Mommy loves you, son. Continue to do great things and shine like the star that you are. You make me proud. And we got a picture of DJ with his cute self. We're so proud of DJ for wrecking pre-K and getting ready to turn things up in kindergarten. We're proud of you, little boo-boo.
Turn up, nephew.
That's it.
All right. The next one says, hello, aunties Jade and Kia. My name is Bria. I'm emailing you to shout out my not so little brother, Miles, who will be graduating at the end of June. He's the first Black male valedictorian for his school. Hey, and he'll be attending Cornell University in the fall to study electrical and computer engineering. I'm so proud of all that he's accomplished, and I know that this is only the beginning. So thank you, Bria, for writing in, and shout out to you, Miles. You better... I don't want to curse. You better F it up.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely, absolutely. The next email says, hello, Jade and Kia. I have a few shout outs for a few of my students and mentees. First up, Brandy Fields graduated from the University of Missouri, St. Louis with a Bachelor of Science in Nursing and will start her nursing career in D.C. at Georgetown University Hospital in Oncology. Milana Hudson graduated with her Master's of Education in Higher Education from the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Aaron Peliquin graduated with his Master of Education in School Counseling and will start a career in the Webster Groves School District in the St. Louis area. He put in 3 years to earn this degree in a field where few Black men are represented, and I'm so excited to be a role model to students, especially in a district where few Black students see themselves in leadership. Lavelle Monger graduated from Florida Atlantic University with his Master of Education in Higher Education Leadership. My niece, Tasia Woods, graduated from Battle High School in Columbia, Missouri, and is headed to Southeast Missouri State University in the fall, starting my family's second generation of college students. Finally, I have to give a shout out to my sis graduation related shout out to Vernique May. My cousin Candace gave me an awesome graduation shout out on the show on the May 8th episode. That same day, I received a Facebook message from this awesome Black woman photographer in St. Louis who offered me complimentary graduation photos to celebrate my accomplishments. What a blessing. She did a great job and saved me money, really added to the occasion of completing my PhD. Her work can be found at, whoops, my screensaver came on. Her work can be found at Brand V Photography on Facebook. You can see the work she did for me, and she gave us a link that we'll be sure to share as well in the description box. But Ashley says, thank you all for the great work that you're doing, Ashley Roberts. So thank you, Ashley, for shouting out your students and mentees, and major shout out to Vernique May, who offered you pictures for graduating and earning your PhD. That's awesome. I love it when, you know, we reach out and support one another, because that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Community. Our next one says, hey, Jade and Kia, my name is Kemi and I'm 24 years old, and I'm writing in to say, hey, what's up? Hello to my very first degree that I earned this year, May the 5th, from the Community College of Philadelphia. I majored in business administration, and I'm continuing my education this fall at Temple University, pursuing a degree in accounting. This is especially special to me because I never got a chance to graduate high school due to many hardships during my childhood, but I was able to obtain my GED. I lost my mother at a young age and was always told stories about her academic achievements. I hope she's proud. And from GED on my way to bachelor's and beyond, it is all possible. Do not give up. Praise the Lord, niggas. With grace, Kemi. And Kemi offered some adorable pictures of herself. She is beautiful.
So cute. So cute.
Kemi, you know you are my sister. In the GED, turn college students. So I definitely want to give you a special shout out and keep going.
Love it. The next email says, hi, ladies, and praise the chakras, niggas. Now, wait a second.
Yes.
No. No, actually.
His friend was here.
And I didn't listen. I let y'all have it last week, but I got to put my foot down today.
I'm just laughing.
Howsoever, I would like to I would like to take the time to shout out my mom, Michelle. She graduated with her master's degree in mental health counseling on May the 11th. This is a very special moment for her. She worked so very hard for it. She actually graduated 6 days after the third year anniversary of her husband's death. They were married for 11 years, and the week before his death was their wedding anniversary. All of this happening while she was in her master's program. So to say the least, 3 years of her life have been crazy. That would be an understatement. Between managing grief, school, raising and still encouraging and fostering my younger sisters, my stepdad's biological child, her passions for ballet, constantly running back and forth and still being a support for myself and my older brother, I have no clue how she's done it all, but she did, and I praise the Lord for it. She's my best friend, and I'm so proud of her for never giving up and getting it done. Thanks, guys. Love the podcast. Signed, Jasmine. So thank you, Jasmine, for writing in, and major, major, major shout outs to Jasmine's mom, Michelle, yes, for earning her degree, because that's amazing.
Yeah, she went through a lot to get it, so
did.
You deserve that, sis. Our next one says, hi, Kia and Jade. I'll keep it short and sweet, but I couldn't let the grad announcements go by without shouting out my baby, Demaya. She graduated from the eighth grade May 31st as an honor roll student all year. She's headed into high school where she'll be focusing on culinary arts, entrepreneur courses. Her goal is to one day own a bakery, Miza Cakes. Dad and I are so proud of her and, as always, will love her through the next chapter of her life and beyond. Thank you, ladies, for being amazing. Hashtag team type and facts. Fast, love and light, D Chila.
Awesome.
Oh, and she included some pictures. You better go ahead with your cap and gown.
I love it. The next email comes from Joy. Joy says, hey, Jay and Kia, thank you both so much for supplying your listeners with laughs and motivation on the regular. You have no clue how many people you've saved from a good cussing out, so praise the Lord for that. Amen. I was listening to your amazing podcast while steaming gowns and received specific instructions from my little graduate to send an email. My daughter Harper graduated from pre-K and will be headed to kindergarten soon. She would like you to know the following. She received the Glowing Example Award along with her diploma, and her favorite part of school was independent curriculum.
Oh.
She was also the formation coordinator for the graduation dance and the president of the Big Bow Club or the Big Bow Club. She's also spending the summer in her graduate summer school. All her words, not mine. She'll be spending the summer in her graduate summer school. All her words, not mine. She will actually be with grandma during the day, and she clearly has her work cut out for her. Love you forever, cousins. Joy. Thank you, Joy, for writing in. And listen, let me tell you how this baby is not playing.
She's not playing games with us.
She is not playing, and I am not mad.
She's like, take a note.
She's like, actually, while you're ironing my gown, why don't you go ahead and send an email and let the people know all of the wonderful things that I've been doing in my life.
She stood up like a little old executive and had her secretary take a note.
Listen, she hit y'all with the actually.
Take a letter.
She was like,
Harper.
Harper was like, well, actually, I too have been out here winning. Thank you.
Want to let you know I'll be in my graduate summer school with Granny.
Graduate summer school. Harper is like 23. What's happening?
Playing in the dirt. You know what I'm saying? Scrubbing fast. Our next one says, praise the divine loving cousins. I hope that y'all are having a lovely weekend flourishing in your blessings. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm childish. First, thank you guys for the weekly episodes. You really helped me to hold it together through this past year and some change. My name is Lucian. Oh, pronounced like Lucius Lion, but with an N. Okay, so Lucian. Yes, Lucian. I'm one of your non-binary cousins. They, them, their pronouns, please. And I'm happy to announce that after all the struggle and turmoil this past May, I became the first of my family to join hashtag team type and fast. I graduated from Colgate University with my Bachelor of Art degree as a major in theater and a minor in LGBTQ studies. Also need to shout out all the people of color who graduated with me in Colgate's class of 2018, from starting our undergrad career with a sit-in to battling administration to pay attention to all of our needs we really made ourselves heard and made some differences before we left. There were moments when I thought I wouldn't make it, but I'm thankful that I kept going with the strength of my chosen family, friends, and you guys. It always seemed like whenever I needed some encouragement, there was an episode with advice I needed to hear to keep me going.
Aww.
I plan to bring some more representation for the Black and Brown queer community as an entertainer. Wishing you all the best with the podcast, and I can't wait to see what the future holds for you both. Wakanda forever, Lucian.
Yes.
Aww, thank Precious. You, Lucian.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations to you.
Absolutely. The next email says, evening to you, Jade and Kia. Want to shout out three fabulous women, self included. She says, get into my highlight. I did that for you, Dr. Kia. I see you shining bright, sis. I see.
I sure do.
I see you. Nicole Hudges, Roche Arline or Arline, and Ashley Swartz for graduating from the School of Nursing at Los Angeles Southwest College. My sister friends Roche and Ashley graduated in December 2017, and since my school has only one commencement a year in June, they came back to graduate with me as I am a spring 2018 graduate. I would not have made it through this program without them, and I'm happy to report they have both secured jobs as registered nurses working in the ER. What an exciting journey it has been. Pray for me as I prepare to take state boards. Thank you for all you do, and also wanted to shout out my niece in my head, Noah, for keeping the party going. Love y'all, and I speak into existence a live show in LA. I will be front and center.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Nicole, and major shout outs to you, Roche, and Ashley for earning your nursing degrees. That's amazing.
And I got all into that Fenty highlight.
I did.
Our next one says, greetings, sistren. I hope this email finds you both well. I've been anxiously waiting to send this email since you all started doing graduation announcements last year. I've been not only a loyal listener, but also a booster, encouraging my friends and family to listen to you all as well. This podcast is like a conversation with friends, and I appreciate the honesty and perspective you both bring. I was at the anniversary show and love the vibe. Keep shining, queen.
Awesome.
Aww. On to the announcements. I want to shout out myself, Mia Buta, Nana Akua, Jewel Briscoe, and Victoria Jackson. On May 19th, we graduated with our Masters of Education in School Counseling and have all secured jobs in the field for this coming school year. I'm also super proud of myself for maintaining a near-perfect GPA with the exception of two A's. A-minuses, excuse me. I met these ladies on my first day of class, and we bonded and decided to graduate together spring 2018. I'd fully planned to take my time with this degree because I'm married with three children and was working as a middle school teacher. They motivated me to get moving, and I'm standing on the other side of as a graduate. Additionally, my daughter Carter Simone and her best friend Christian are moving to middle school and starting an ingenuity program that focuses on math and science. We're proud that they're both accepted into this highly competitive and rigorous program, and they're Black girl magic and Black boy joy. Keep up the great work. I adore this podcast, Mia B. And she included some pictures of all the beautiful graduates and handsome graduates.
Amazing.
So shout out to all of you. Shout out to Mia,
yes.
Nana, Jewel, Victoria, Carter Simone, and Christian.
Absolutely. Congratulations to you all.
Yes.
Such amazing work that you're doing. And that actually is the last graduation announcement of the day. The last one in the email. So this is not an announcement. It's an invitation.
Got it. Okay.
But yeah, that being said, as always, thank you to everyone who submitted an announcement and is shouting out themselves and or a friend or a loved one. We really appreciate the opportunity to share in your celebration.
Absolutely.
So like we said, we'll continue to have graduation announcements through June, get them in before the month of June is over. And y'all know how to do that by continuing to send your emails to gettinggrownpodcast@gmail.com.
And we haven't forgotten about the book club. We just have been a little tied up. So we'll get going again very, very soon.
Coming. Soon come.
Very soon come. Let's move on to our honesty boxes.
Let's do it. Did you know that your gut can hold buildup from bad eating habits for years? Everyone holds about 10 to 15 pounds of toxins in their colon, gross, which causes you to bloat, have low energy, low metabolism, and issues losing weight. TeeMee is an easy two-step detox plan designed to get rid of the toxins and boost your health. Their 30-day program is easy for everyone, no matter what your fitness level is. All you do is drink your Teamy Skinny in the morning and then drink the Colon Cleanse every other night. By adding Teamy to your routine, you'll start getting rid of the toxins that are holding your body back from naturally digesting and metabolizing. You'll feel so much better by just adding this two-step program into your life. This is not just for weight loss. This is for your health. Teamy sent Jade and I the 30-day detox, right? And we started it together as a challenge. Yes.
And it comes with, so the 30-day detox comes with a 30-day supply of the Skinny loose leaf tea and then 15 Colon Cleanse bags. And then we also got a cute little Teamy cup.
Yeah, man. Adorable.
Yes. So we started the detox kind of as a challenge between the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say that it's working lovely. Things are running smoothly.
Running smoothly. And I'm also running smoothly to the bathroom. I have definitely noticed a reduction in my bloating and I have more energy. I mean, I feel like I'm resting better. How about you?
Well, you know, I don't sleep, but it does allow me to have energy when I don't sleep. So
oh, yes.
And my stomach is not poofing. It's not poofing like it usually does.
Yes, indeed. So yeah, order your 30-day detox by going to teamyblends.com and use the code GROWN for 25% off any order over $49.99. That's teamyblends.com and enter the code GROWN.
Honestly, truly.
So we're going to do two honesty boxes this week since we're not doing a kitchen table talk.
Yeah, man.
Our first one says, hello, Jade and Kia.
Greetings.
I will be going to college this fall. I'm not very outgoing and don't make friends easily because I like to keep to myself. I want to venture out more this upcoming school year and was wondering if you have any tips for me. Did you have any problems like this in college? If so, how did you get through them? Thank you. I love the podcast.
Right. Awesome.
We're going to call her Sugarfoot.
Well, Sugarfoot, we are so humbled and so honored that you join us at the kitchen table every week. Thanks for tuning into the show and trusting us to answer this very important question.
Absolutely.
So I understand and know what it's like to manage the nerves of, you know, your freshman year and being new on a campus and not having any friends. And I know what that's all about. I commend you for wanting to step outside of your comfort zone a bit and, you know, making some new friends and, just opening yourself up to that aspect of your life as an undergraduate, because it is a really important aspect of that, of your life. I think that just you being willing to be open to it is really, you know, a huge first step. Mm-hmm. College is, especially if you're going to be living on campus, but not even if you're commuting, meeting people at college is a little bit easier because you all have the shared experience of being, you know, new to the experience at the same time. So by virtue of you being in, you know, the same space or in close proximity with people who are going through what you're going through, I think that you will come across people who are just like you, and there will be ways, you know, for you guys to connect and have some conversation. It doesn't have to be anything too forced or too contrived or, you know, anything that you have to set out to do. I don't feel like, because I think you meet people everywhere, especially in school. Like some of my closest friends from college, I met like my first friend in college, I met her at the placement exam just because I went in the room and she was the only other Black girl in there. So I went up to her and I said hi. And that was it. And, you know, we just kind of navigated the rest of the orientation day together. And we were close friends throughout our whole time in college. I never had to say, do you want to be my friend or anything like that? It was just, you know, just walking up and saying, hey, you know, you meet people everywhere just like that. You'll meet people in class. You'll meet people at the juice, you know, at the fountain drink stand in the cafeteria. You'll meet people at the mailbox. You'll meet people like everywhere and just be open.
Yeah, compliment somebody on their shoes.
Just
it might start a conversation.
Absolutely, or anything. If
you see somebody holding a book that you've read, or if you see, there's so many things that you guys can connect over, you know, asking people about their schedules, what classes they're taking, what clubs they're going to join. There's a lot of opportunities for you to meet people. I guess if I had to give you any advice, I would just say have fun. Don't overthink it. And, you know, stay true to yourself. Like, just like you like to stay to yourself, you know, in high school, there'll probably be moments where you like to stay to yourself in college. And you, if you put out that energy and, you know, of being your authentic self, you're going to attract people, you know, who, you know, maybe like you or maybe different, but either way, you'll attract the people that, you know, you need to, or you're supposed to. So yeah, don't overthink it. Just go in ready to have a good time and be open, to, you know, the opportunity of being a freshman, being in a new space, having a clean slate.
Absolutely. Just don't be weird, bro.
Like, yeah, man. That's it.
Like, that's all. Like, just don't be weird. Like, just be cool. Just be easy. And it's going to come to you. People are going to come to you who are supposed to come to you. I remember I saw this one dude, and I wasn't interested in him like that. I was like, yo, you look just like my cousin. And I missed my cousin because my cousin was locked up at the time. I was like, you look just like my cousin. After class, we went and ate pancakes. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you meet people all kinds of ways.
Yeah, man.
All kinds of ways in school. And college is the best place for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And people can tell when you're thinking. So just don't think. Like, don't overthink it. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be weird, bro. You can do it.
Don't be weird, bro. That's it. Maybe that's the title of this episode. Don't be weird, bro.
All right. So the next honesty box has, you know, another listener who has asked to be anonymous. So let's call her. Let's call her Chun-Li.
Okay.
I read. Oh, my God. That's another conversation. But I read that.
Oh, damn, I should have put that in the trash. I forgot about that. God.
Anyway. Chun-Li says, first, giving honor to God, who is the head of my life. Secondly, hey, Jade and Kia, I love the show and everything Getting Gross stands for. Thirdly, to the saints and ain'ts on the roster. Help a sister out. My best friend and I have over 15 plus years of friendship together. She is like one of my favorite humans walking the earth. Over the last 2 years, our lives have changed. In high school, where we met, I was always known for being the more social and friendlier one, where she can be a bit more reserved. Although we are complete opposites, we clicked and haven't stopped clicking yet, well, until recently. She started dating a guy that's 15 years our senior, a whole grandpa out here, years ago, and I noticed that he has some controlling ways. She has admitted this to me and her family as well. He doesn't like for her to hang out with her friends or even drink a glass of wine away from the house. I learned my lesson a few years back to just pray for her and him, because me voicing my unsolicited opinion means nothing. They have a daughter together and he has 2 children from his first marriage. He is a piece of work, but he's not my man. So, hey, who are me to judge? Right? Right. With me being the more socialite, I have always stayed in contact with a lot of our friends from high school, like everyone. And I always get, the invites to parties, events, or outings. Most of the time, I'll ask if it's okay for me to extend the invitation to my best friend, and if given the green light, I will. This past weekend, I went to a party for one of our high school friends and had the time of my life. I posted pics on social media only to wake up to a 16-page essay via text message from my friend on how wrong I was for not telling her or inviting her. Here's the thing. I honestly didn't think she would want to come, and I had to think as to why I thought she wouldn't. I had an aha moment and realized that the last 4 or 5 events I've invited her to, she said she was tired and staying in the house with her kid. She's always in the house with her kid like they are the very best friends. And it's kind of disturbing because I know how important adult interaction is. I couldn't form the words to type back to her because this was Sunday morning and I really did wake up that morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I told her I had read her essay. She needs to be inducted into Team Type and Fast. And that I think a conversation needed to be had between, because she was aggressive, because she used emojis and everything. She put our conversation off for about a week and we finally talked. She denied being aggressive, but I quickly reminded her of what she said. And she had those Twitter fingers going. I mentioned everything to her about her always declining invitations, etc. She really didn't get it. She brought up the fact that I made her friends. I made new friends in college this past semester and everything. I told her we're not in pre-K and I could befriend who I want. It was exhausting. And she basically said she wanted me to extend the invite to her at all times. I told her no, and that she could gladly ask me what I was up to for the weekend. Am I wrong? I'm out here being out here and doing what I want. Sis is not my man, and I'm not about to feel pressure to invite her. What are your thoughts? Should I always extend the invitation to her knowing that she ain't gonna go? Signed and exhausted and best friend, team typing fast, Chun-Li.
Okay, Chun-Li. Ooh, you're big mad.
Big mad. Very angry.
She's big mad. And justifiably so. Like, that's kind of extra. Don't be sending me no friend contracts and no 16-page text messages about not being invited to the party. We're grown. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kia and I are really close friends. But do I call Kia for every single event that I'm getting ready to go to? No. Mm-hmm. It's not even realistic. Like, that doesn't even make sense. And as you become an adult and you have different friends at different, not at different times, but you have different friends and you hang out in different settings from time to time. Like, I'm not getting ready to call Kia and be like, you want to come to this catering event? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not getting ready to do that. So it doesn't make sense to think that you should be invited to every single thing. I just don't think that makes sense. You know, the only advice that I would give you, you already did. You expressed how you felt. You told her what you had to tell her, and she wasn't trying to hear you. So at this point in time, no, I would stand where I stand. Like, when I want to invite you and I think it's appropriate, I'm going to hit you up and invite you. And, you know, sometimes I'm just going to go about my way and it's okay. And you have your family time and that'll be that. You know what I'm saying? So my friends do the same thing. Do I get in my feelings every time I see an Instagram live or whatever? Because, you know, Crystal and Asante went to dinner. No, they live uptown. I live in Brooklyn. They know I have a family. I'm not, you know, they're not going to hit me up every time they go randomly out on a Thursday. Like, it doesn't happen like that. And then sometimes we all get together and it's okay both ways. So I'm actually feel the same way that you feel. I think that you've done everything that you could at this point, and I would just invite her when it's time to invite her, and I would leave it at that. And if she can't get with that, then maybe, you know, maybe it's one of those moments where things, you know, you separate and things happen.
I think I agree. I think that, you know, when we are younger, our relationships form, you know, out of proximity and like shared experiences, right? So like you said, you guys have been friends in school and, you know, kind of matriculated through that phase of your life together. But, you know, as we grow older, we often grow in different directions. And it's clear that you guys have, you know, different, you know, in different phases in your life, have different goals, different aspirations, different priorities, different values. And I think mature friendship evolves, you know, as we evolve, and it's not necessarily conditioned upon being together all the time. So like Jay said, she and I are very close, but you know, there are weeks where I can talk to her. I only talk to her when we record the show. That doesn't mean that I'm any less of her friend. That doesn't mean that I'm not effing with her no more. We don't kick it. No, that means that, you know, Jay has a whole husband and a whole child and a whole career. And I got a whole career and all, you know, it's just all of these, we're just in different places and different spaces, and our attention is going in different directions sometimes. And I don't take it personally. Like, if I see Jade out with somebody else, I'm not like, well, she ain't called me. I mean, that's right. I'm not threatened, right? I'm not threatened. So I guess I'm saying that And same for my best friends. Like, and then when I see my best friends talk about having and sharing moments and doing things with their friends, like LaToya can be out with a group of friends and you know, post pictures. And I'll be like, y'all look cute. Why? Because I know that LaToya being friends with other people has nothing to do with LaToya being my best friend. So I think the bigger conversation has already been had in terms of, you know, you guys hashing it out. And I think it's clear, like Jay said, that you guys don't agree. Like, y'all are not seeing eye to eye on this. As far as, like, where do you go from here? Like, you've made your decision and she's made hers. I think it may be worthwhile to articulate that, you know, it's not that you love her any less, but you just don't feel like it's necessary for you to let her know every time somebody invites you somewhere. Because, you know, that's just, we not in 11th grade no more. Just things just don't work like that.
Right.
And, you know, as we adult, our friendships got to adult too. If they going to make
that's it.
That's it. Ain't no more that's bottom line.
You got to be understanding. So hope that helps. And, you know, hope you guys are able to work through this. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah, man. Good luck.
Good luck. Let's move on to the petty peeves. It's time to put your petty on parade. Ooh-hoo. So, my petty peeve this week is for Instacart, specifically my Instacart shopper. For those who don't live in cities where Instacart is a grocery delivery service. It gives you a few stores that deliver within your zip code, and they have shoppers in the store, and they basically do all the shopping that you put for everything on your list. They send you updates, you know, if they have to replace items, refunds, all of that. So I was cooking for some clients, so I always do Fresh Direct or Instacart. And I ordered 2 pounds of Brussels sprouts. It came in quantities of 1 pound. So I ordered quantity 2. They delivered 2 Brussels sprouts to me.
Like 2 actual?
Like 2.
Like 2.
2. Brussels sprouts.
That is funny to me, Charles.
So there's literally no way this is happening. I missed the bag, like something's going on. No, there's 2 Brussels sprouts in there. So I called the customer service and I was like, bruh, they put 2 Brussels sprouts in the thing. He was like, well, let me look it up. I see that you selected 2 pounds of Brussels sprouts. Okay. But they gave you 2. That's funny. No, it's not. But that's what he did to me. And I was like, are you laughing at me?
Listen, somebody better get on a bicycle and bring me my Brussels sprouts.
And they did. They also, like, I ordered 2 pounds of lamb. They sent me veal instead, which is not that far off. And I was able to manipulate it enough. But I ordered 2 pounds of lamb. They sent me 0.80 pound of lamb.
Oh, my God.
It's not
a
full pound. And then I ordered a 5 pound bag of Yukon Gold potatoes, and they sent me 4 potatoes. Like, I was like, what is going on today, Instacart shopper? So my petty peeve this week is for my Instacart shopper who sent me 2 Brussels sprouts. There's nobody in this world, not even like nobody in this world who is eating 2 Brussels sprouts.
Terrible.
What's your pet?
That's what we should name the episode. That's awful. My petty peeve is for all entrepreneurs. I'm speaking of companies that offer products, specifically makeup, but mainly anything, because I'm also thinking about this can apply across the board for a range of products as well. I just need y'all to stop burying the product in packaging that is impossible to open. I just I struggle. I struggle. Yeah. I don't understand why, you know, this eyeshadow base has to be vacuum sealed and wrapped in industrial cellophane and wrapped in tape and wrapped in bubble wrap. Like, bruh, I mean, honestly, I don't know. I understand. And I'm all for you guys wanting to protect and my product and ensure that it has not been contaminated or tampered with prior to getting to me. Howsoever, yes. I mean, I bought the product to use and I don't want to have to hurt myself or somebody else trying to get to it. The same can be applied for, you know, for remote controls and electronics that they like to put in those packages.
That plastic.
That you will actually cut your hand to smithereens trying to get something
every
out of it. Like, it's really a drain. And I want y'all to stop. I want y'all to do better because I'm actually tired of fighting for my life to get to what I bought. Like, I bought it. I bought it and I want to use it. So if you would just be so kind as to make it seamless for me to get to the product that I purchased, I would be much obliged, honestly.
And it can't be good for the environment if you be using all that damn plastic anyway. That thick ass plastic that be giving you those awful plastic cuts.
I mean, painful plastic cuts. I mean, you're just breaking your nails and ruining your gel manicure trying to get into this eyeliner. It's just unreasonable.
Even scissors don't like those packages. Like, nothing.
There's no safe way to open them. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, what are y'all trying to do? Like, who came up with it? Who came? Like, I understand maybe they're trying to protect against people stealing and all this other stuff, but I'm just like, people will still steal.
There's gotta be another way.
Like, there's gotta be another way.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's
niggas will always find a way to steal.
Always, like always. So that's my petty peeve.
That is very valid, and that is also another episode of Getting Grown.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You for tuning in this week and being patient with us as life continues to life. You know what I'm saying? This is a show about reality, and so we're gonna give it to you honest.
All upside our heads. Life just thank be life.
That it just be life in. Thank you to everybody who wrote in for the graduation announcements. Continue to send your graduation announcements. It is ending at the end of June. So continue to send those and get those in. The book club's going to start back soon. And also, Kia and I will be speaking at a conference in the DC area on July 21st.
Yeah, man.
It is the Impact Conference. Held at the Reed Temple AME Church. Kia, do you want to give them a little spiel?
Sure. So it's the annual leadership and ministry training conference. It's designed to equip attendees to have a greater impact in the area of their calling and purpose. This year's conference will focus on transition. And Jade and I will be speaking about transitioning into and through the various phases and stages and aspects of being an adult. And we would really, really, really appreciate it if y'all will come and kick it with us. Adulting 101 are the sessions that we will be hosting. The Impact Conference is an awesome conference. I've attended several times as Reed Temple is my home church. So I would love it if you guys would come and kick it with us. Space is limited. The conference is filling up fast. We'll include the link to register. I believe registration is $35. That's really, really low given the range of information that's going to be offered during the day. The conference will be held from 8 a.m. to 2 a.m. I believe 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Sorry, not 2 a.m. 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. I think that you get like continental breakfast and a lunch, and you really get access to a host of experts, professionals, ministers, speakers who are talking about the various phases of, you know, transition and leadership and how to make an impact, while pursuing your purpose. So there's all kinds of things that are going to be offered, and yeah, registration, I believe, is $35, like I said. So we will leave the website information and the registration link in the description box. Come and kick it with us, man. We're going to have a good time.
It's going to be a funky good time. So it's like the ticket of, it's like the cost of a ticket for a live show.
Yeah.
And so, except you're getting much more because you don't get fed at the live shows. So
true. True. So. And yeah, please, please come and kick it with us. We'd really, really appreciate it. It's local for all, those that are in the DMV area. So yeah, hang out with us.
Yes, y'all been asking for stuff, and I know it keeps happening in DC, but it will happen other places.
Very soon, we're working on that. But you know, we gotta come where we're invited, right? So we're just we're very grateful to be considered and invited to be a part of this conference. And I'm, you know, as a young adult, I think that it's rare that these conferences have programming in spaces that are specific to our needs and experiences. So if you feel that way, then our session, you know how we carry on. So
you know how we get down.
We're going to do all of that there at the Impact Conference as well.
I'm just going to try not to curse. That's all.
Well, I'm sure it's bound to happen, but you know, God is a forgiving God. He is. So yeah. Any other announcements?
Nope. That's
it. Wait. Okay. I have this. Yeah. Okay. So, guys, I haven't, got my official collateral. So I haven't posted on my social media yet, but hopefully that's coming soon. I do want to make you all aware though, that I will be, I have been asked to be a featured workshop presenter at the Woman Evolve Conference in Denver this year. It'll be July 13th and 14th. So if you guys are anywhere in the Denver area on those 2 days and you'll be interested in coming to a conference that's all about women and our, and the ways that we evolve and again, pursue purpose and passion and evolve on in all the different levels, you know, that we, you know, exist. So financially, spiritually, emotionally and relationally, professionally, I'm just honored and thrilled that Sarah Jakes would want me to be a part of this epic conference.
Amazing.
I cannot believe it. I was like totally spazzing when I got the invitation. So it's going to be awesome and I can't wait, to share, with you ladies there. So all members of Team Typing Fast, come and kick it with us. All Getting Grown listeners are welcome.
Yes.
Hang out with us at Woman Evolve with Sarah Jakes in Denver. Registration is still open, I believe, but I don't know how many spots there are left. So get in while you fit in. And yeah, man, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a real good time.
You out here.
Am I?
Yeah, you out here.
Jesus. Goodness. Yeah. So yeah, my conference is, I was going to tell you guys the name of the session, if I can find it, but give me a second. I should know it by heart, but there have been many iterations. So I want to make sure that I'm giving y'all the right thing. Hold on.
When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. Hey, pull up.
Oh my God. So yeah, I found it.
Okay.
That's so crazy because the kids sung that at church on Sunday. Anyway, the title of my workshop is Surviving and Thriving at School and Work. Community, accountability, and support through social media, hashtag Team Typing Fast. So come and kick it with us. We'll be talking about all things, you know, academia and being a Black woman and being in these spaces and navigating these phases of life and all the work that we're doing and hope to do through Team Typing Fast and Getting Grown. So I'm excited.
I'm super, super proud of you.
Thank you, sis. I mean, I haven't done anything yet, but I'm going to try to do a good job.
You were invited. You were invited because you are doing stuff.
Shout out to Sarah Jakes, friend in my head, who has evidently become my friend in real life. And I just don't even know. Like, God is so big, y'all. Like, legit. I literally just put out there that in my head, me and Sarah Jakes was friends.
and we was, you know, just communing over chicken wings and good church shade. And the next thing you know, we are actually communing. We're communicating. We're communicating over chicken wings and good church shade. I mean, listen, listen, it happens and it comes at you quick. So say it.
Well, I can't wait for Erykah Badu to call me and say, hey, you want to come have some tea?
Oh my God. It's going to be happening. It's happening really soon. So thank you guys. Thank you guys for all that you've done to support my sis and I in our respective pursuits and in putting Getting Grown on the map. Yes. We out here having a good time doing it, learning a lot along the way. So thanks for riding with us. And again, thanks for your patience this week. And we'll be back next week at our regularly scheduled time and date. We'll be back on track. So again, thanks for your patience.
Oh, and happy anniversary to my husband.
Oh, yes. It's that time of year again.
It is that time. So it is our third wedding anniversary today. And
dang, it's been 3 years. My mind.
3 years married, 7 years together. So
awesome.
Shout out to him and our black love. And so we try to keep our black love moisturized by continuing to moisturize.
Mm-hmm. And drink your water.
And mind our business.
Absolutely.
Because your black will crack if it's what?
Dry.
Bye.
Peace out, y'all.
Sex isn't one size fits all, which can make it difficult to figure out what works for you. That's why a team of smart female engineers and designers made the Lioness Vibrator, the first and only health tracker for your sex life. Simply use it like any normal vibrator and sync it to your app and gain new insights into your sex life and have fun with some self-experimentation. Learn more and take 15% off your Lioness at lioness.io/grown.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.